AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The current round of negotiations for a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas ended a short time ago. The Hamas delegation will leave Cairo tonight to consult with the movement's leadership. This is strikes on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip killed three people overnight. ABC foreign correspondent Tom Sophie Borage has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel indicating it will not accept any hostage deal which would end the war. Hamas studying a proposal which would see an initial six-week pause in the fighting. In a statement, Hamas saying it is considering the Israeli proposal in a, quote, positive spirit, but adding the group is pushing for a definitive end to the war.
Several rivers in Houston at a major flood stage. Hundreds of people rescued from the water as rivers rise to Hurricane Harvey levels. More than 2 feet of rain in some areas of Texas, with more on the way. Oklahoma and Arkansas also could get soaked. It's Easter Sunday for millions of Orthodox Christians worldwide. This is ABC News. An exciting ending to the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs yesterday in Louisville, Kentucky. ABC's Will Clark is there.
A photo finish for Kentucky Derby 150. And once the dust cleared, it was Mystic Dan by a nose, literally, to take the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. The time of the race, just over 2 minutes and 3 seconds. The trainer is Louisville-based Kenny McPeak.
Well, it's been a lot of long days, and, you know, it's never been easy. Seems like, you know, even tomorrow morning we've got work to do. But, it's pretty darn special.
Over 150,000 fans packed into historic Churchill Downs to take in the milestone running of the Derby. At the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, Will Clark, ABC Sports.
And Madonna staged the world's largest free concert on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro in front of a reported record 1.6 million fans. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. An AARP study finds 1 in 5 Americans 50 and older has nothing saved for retirement. Wisconsin workers are being urged to save now to avoid financial stress later. Mike Mohn reports.
Just affording basic expenses right now is a concern for many, but AARP's Jim Flaherty says you don't want to be caught off guard when retirement nears. He acknowledges it can be hard for younger adults to plan that far ahead when they're juggling expenses like student loan debt, or for older individuals managing costly medications and higher grocery bills.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by, and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Researchers note that 57 million Americans don't have access to a retirement plan through their work. Wisconsin has not yet joined the list of states that have created state-operated retirement accounts where employers and their workers can contribute money each pay period. Supporters hope the issue is revisited next legislative session. Flaherty says a combination of individuals being proactive and policymakers easing household budget pressure can hopefully put more people on a path toward a healthy retirement. He says making progress can deter them from looking elsewhere to spend their golden years.
Let's have an infrastructure that makes drugs affordable, that makes healthcare affordable, that makes retirement savings something that's part of their plan, and that'll keep Wisconsinites here.
And groups like AARP have encouraged Congress to address long-term stability concerns for Social Security so that younger workers can anticipate full benefits. Some Republican lawmakers have floated cuts, but senior advocates contend that any solutions to make the program stronger should not be tied to deficit talks. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine today at upper 60s with light north winds. Tonight, mid-40s and mostly clear skies. Sunshine, lower 70s Monday with shower and thunderstorm chances on the way for Monday night. Increasing clouds. Look for the lows to drop to the middle 50s. Currently 62 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Krebscast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda, and here's today's episode. Hey, folks, how we doing? Welcome to the Krebscast. Today, we are talking to Mike and Pat from the Crash Dummies podcast. It's a great podcast if you haven't listened. It's very, it has some similarities to the Bellied Up podcast where they take a lot of callers and, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out. Before we, talk to Mike and Pat, we got, Colleen over here in the Krebscast studio.
Hey.
What's up, Colleen? How we living?
We're living good. It's a lovely fall day and it's Thanksgiving weekend, so, or Thanksgiving week or whatever.
Yeah. So what are you staying in town? Are you getting out of town? What's going on?
I'm going out of town, or I'm going home to see my family.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. I'm very excited.
Are you?
Yeah. My sister-in-law is like going to have a baby any day now. So I get to go see and be around for that.
Oh, that's great.
And
do we know when the baby's due?
Due December 8th, but full term is 37 weeks, which I don't think people know. Like, when you think of pregnancy, I don't know if you have any concept of, like...
Oh, yeah, no. My mom only had 10 kids after me. I have no...
Yeah, but you don't have any concept of, like, timelines. When do you... What's full term?
All right. I don't know.
No, like, when people
full
think...
Full term, 9 months, right?
Right. So that's what people
nine
think.
9 times 4, 36.
Look at you with your
I know my multiplication tables.
Why did I think, okay, for some reason, 42 weeks was in my head.
42?
I think that is like the last possible time that you can have a kid in you.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, her due date is December 8th, but she's already like, I'm going to refrain from details about her body, but she's already showing signs of that she's like going to be going.
Yeah.
So we think it's going to come early. We don't know if it's boy or girl. And so I'm super excited and I'm just like crafting away at things for the baby when they come. And so, yeah, I'm excited to go home and like help and be around for that stuff because I haven't been. So,
yeah, because you've been stuck here.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah.
For some
working
hack
nine
comedian.
To five. Anytime 9 to 5 comes on, that have you seen that movie? 9 to 5?
No.
With like Dolly Parton and all them. Great movie if you haven't seen it. Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda. Who's the other girl? I can't remember. Oh, something. I don't know. But they hate their boss and they think of ways to kill him. And so anytime that song comes on, I'm just kind of like, I resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear that Charlie Barons is murdered, you can come back to this podcast episode. But no. So yeah, I'm excited to go back for Thanksgiving and do Blackout Wednesday and all that stuff with my friends.
Oh, God. Blackout Wednesday. I know I'm old because I have no desire to ever do that ever again.
Yeah.
I hate going to a crowded bar.
No, now I'm at an age now where we'll just do a wine night and get sloshed. Like, that's okay. The way that I want to do it.
That's the game plan. I don't even, you know what? I do not, my body, I don't think can physically get drunk anymore. Like, I stop before. Have you seen me drunk recently?
The last time I saw it was in Minneapolis when we were there last summer.
Yeah, that was probably... And I was not feeling good the next morning. I don't know. I just don't know if my body can handle it. Like, I'll drink. I'll have a few drinks. But my body's, which I'm actually very thankful for, it just stops drinking. Just starts drinking water. And
yeah.
I get made fun of for it. all the
time. You know what you have to do? You put a lime in it in a straw and nobody knows.
Oh, I get a bitters and soda.
That's perfect.
I just had to do bitters and soda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's a
whiskey or something.
Yeah. It looks like it's kind of a, and not a fruity drink because it's brown. Brown.
Right.
Bitters is brown. But, and there is a little alcohol in bitters. But
or
it's a very
just,
low alcoholic beverage.
You know what would be baller is if you just got like straight up an iced tea. And then you told people we're doing Long Island Iced Tea, and like, oh my God, he's an alcoholic.
I know.
Like, that's kind of a vibe.
No, but then I don't, I'm trying to go to bed, you know?
Iced tea's not that much, caffeine.
I mean, I don't need it. I'm just trying to maintain and get
up. Yeah. You could just do seltzer water. And
I just know I'm getting old because I'm just trying to find the quickest way to bed a lot of times at the bar.
That's so fair. I've contemplated getting a dog just so that's my reason for getting home. So I'm like, I can't stay out. I got to go get the dog.
Just have an imaginary dog.
Yeah. And there's like, we can't wait to meet your dog. And I'm like, oh, they're in training right now. Sorry. They're at boot camp.
That's really funny.
But like,
where's the dog? My sister's watching him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my sister too. You mean Maggie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Addie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going through sisters.
I love it.
No, but I want to be a party pooper for you and your friends. It'll be nice to go see your friends away from home.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm like tired right now, so I'm not like excited to drink, but I'm sure as soon as I like get home tonight, I'll be like, glass of wine.
Oh my God, you're leaving for home tonight?
I'm leaving.
You're driving?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Anyway, today's episode.
Yeah, today's episode. So what I love about it is Crash Dummies podcast. It's a Milwaukee podcast. These are both Mike and Pat. Great, great dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Had them in here. You'll tell by this podcast.
There wasn't one cohesive like theme throughout the whole thing.
We were just riffing. And it's super fun, you know, when you get, other like comics podcasters in the deal. Because there are really no rules, and we kind of got their story more toward the end. If you're interested in how Crash Dummies podcast started, it's cool that they're in Milwaukee though. And we're gonna do. I was talking to Mike just before this intro, and we're gonna do some collab videos. So you guys can look out for those. It's gonna be a lot of fun. That being said, we will now get to my conversation with Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast. Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Actually wasn't that far of a drive, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you come over from?
I don't know why we thought you lived in like...
Oh.
Like
way up north?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We were definitely stereotyping you, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Like you stay inside of a Quick Trip for sure.
I just in the beer. Yeah. You have to walk through the beer freezer. Yeah. You have to pull like the Miller Lights three times.
You have to say Charlie three times to get in. Charlie.
Door just opens.
Yeah, yeah.
You walk through.
That's what we thought.
Yeah. This is close.
Yeah, this is close. I like this.
It's nice. Where are you guys at?
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to give the specific address?
None.
Come on, dude. Dox yourself.
I don't even think it's technically in Milwaukee, is it?
No,
the news definitely gave us our whole...
Yeah, the news is like, their studio's right in Walker's Point.
I saw that. Yeah, we did the CBS 58 thing. That they said that they did one with you as well.
Oh, you guys did that one after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had they come out?
It just came out yesterday or Wednesday.
It came out yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm a good journalist. Dude.
Yeah.
I was actually looking for other interviews you guys did, and then I was just listening to a bunch of your pods instead.
Yeah. This is like our second time away from our podcast.
That's wild.
The only other time was with Tommy G.
Yeah.
But that was still in our studio. So this is our first time together away from our studio.
How does it feel?
It feels like I can say anything I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know why. That concerns me quite a bit.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, my humor just feels so much darker here. Like, I feel evil over here. It's so dumb because it's still going to get posted, and I can get canceled that way.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't get canceled here. And I don't know why I feel like that. Here's the deal.
You can't get canceled here because I'm going to cut out any cancelable I'm not going to – I don't want to jump on that train myself.
True.
I don't want to be the the conductor of that, right? That's the guy driving the train, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
do they exist anymore?
I was just going to ask that. I was like, what an awesome job, man. Could you imagine being at the front of a train? Yeah. Like, you know?
I just like how, like, trains know they're going to crash into something, like, almost a minute ahead of time. So you got time to go back, like, yo, I up, y'all. Like, we're about to crash in like 30 seconds. I already hit the brake, bro. I don't know what else to do. Like,
but I feel like trains are kind of like automatic because they kind of go on the trails already, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what is like the, what does a conductor do? Just make sure nothing. It's like almost like you being still in an autopilot car.
You still got to switch though, right? There's at some point.
Yeah,
like,
they be walking from one end to the other though.
But I'm saying like at some point you come upon like a switch where the track takes you one way or the other.
And how do they control that?
Who? Oh, they got to call back. Well, they got to call and let them know.
Yeah, true.
Hey, I'm about a minute away.
I think they do have some stuff like that, though, that they got to control. Or there's like an, what is it, a ground traffic controller. Mm-hmm. Like, I just made that up, but there's air traffic control. You guys both were like, yeah, that sounds right.
That's right.
That sounds right.
I think, go ahead. No, I think they're just there to see if there's a guy tied up in a rope laying down on the train tracks.
Ah, there he is.
We got one. Somebody tried to get him. That's like the dumbest way to kill somebody. It's like so long. Like, you know what? We're gonna tie you up and wait till a train runs over you, and we're just staying here all night. Toot toot. You hear that, buddy?
I think it's just like to like that slow death part of it though. It's just like when people tie the little cinder blocks to your feet before they throw you in the water.
That's just plain evil, though.
The cinder blocks?
Yeah, to like sink someone.
No,
like,
you have to sink to the bottom because you might be able to swim.
You would rather be tied to train tracks for death rather than sunk?
I'm telling you, nobody's ever going to torture me. They're going to kill me right away because I'm not going to stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
You're one of those guys in the mob movies where it's like, will you shut up? I'm never going to pow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how I want to go out. You're not going to torture me and then kill me.
That's why I always hated in those movies when like the criminals, like especially when Batman get them, when they give them the information and they still kill you. It's like, bro, why am I giving you this information if I know there's nothing else. There's no living after this.
I don't like Batman, though.
No, Batman's the worst superhero.
Yeah.
Why? Because Batman, I will say, historically, has been my favorite superhero.
Really?
Yeah. But as I've gotten older, I've kind of seen him in a different light.
Yeah.
You know? He's kind of a, especially in the Dark Knight, he's kind of a prick, man. He's kind of like into surveillance and... He's kind of like
conservative
TikTok,
punk,
you know?
Yeah. That's what he is.
Conservative?
You see all the other superheroes. It's like, oh, the building's falling. The guy took over all the power of the city and he's controlling everything. You know, Spider-Man, Superman, they're going to stop all that. Batman's like, yo, what the are you selling weed, boy?
He's going after the low.
We're just selling drugs here, Batman. Like, no, that. it's like pedophiles everywhere. It's like people committing crimes.
Where's the weed?
Where's the weed? You guys selling coke? Like,
wait.
It's like more of those one things that's like, I feel like, almost like an industry plan in a sense where he got the money to become a superhero where he didn't really get the natural way of getting a superpower. Like, you know, Superman had everything else. But Batman's just like, hey, I can buy my superpowers because I have
them. He's kind of like, he's a rich kid, but he went through some stuff. He saw his parents get murdered in front of him.
I didn't do anything about it. Soft as You beating everybody up. What about the guys that killed your parents when you told you curled up like a punk?
He went and cried to... what's his name? Alfred.
Alfred, yeah.
Alfred, that guy.
Yeah.
And then, but in the thing, then he goes away and he like learns like karate or something.
Some type of powerful karate.
I think I could take Batman in a fight, right?
No, you can't. I don't think so.
Hand-to-hand combat?
No, you're black too. He beat the shit out of you. Batman would turn his body cam off and just beat the crap out of you. Just beat the dog.
You don't think so?
Nah,
karate? I don't think karate really works in real life.
How does boxing translate? Because I have I boxed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm a boxer. Yeah, I'm saying I have participated in the event of boxing.
Yeah.
Poorly, multiple times. Dante, actually, we box together a little bit. He'll tell you I'm bad. But how long have you been boxing?
Only like a year now.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, shut up.
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah, only a year.
I've been boxing way longer than that.
I like how you don't say the year.
Way longer than a year. How'd you get that good that fast?
Just
dedication?
Having time to do it, I think. Oh. And just had a really decent like athletic background. Because I was when I graduated Lakeland, I actually got a chance with like the 49ers and the Giants. So just being a decent athlete. And then
wait, what do you mean you got a chance?
I was like in camps and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What position?
Wide receiver.
Nice.
Yeah, never the Packers though.
Why not?
I don't know.
They just didn't have any interest.
You don't give out Packer vibes either. You don't give that like Donald Driver, you know, Greg Jennings smile, like grateful to be here. You kind of give that like Giants. Like,
yeah, I think I would be the one that doesn't Lambeau leap.
New York. Yeah. Never Lambeau leap. Just point at the guys like, all right, you thought I was jumping, huh?
I'm not risking my Achilles on that jump.
That's a high jump. When I walked around the stadium, that's like a decent jump. You have to really trust the fans to like give you that little
not fans up. Owners
yeah owners
yeah they're
yeah.
all owners
oh yeah true
I'm an
that's
owner.
Just the way that's just the
I'm
way
an owner
you are
huh? Yeah
are so you part you, owner
yeah so you guys talk, start talking I want to hear it
you want to hear it
yeah
okay you got the seats are not I get it's supposed to be historic it's kind of like the what's the Cubs Wrigley it's kind of like the Wrigley
field
thing going on but like it has to be some like type of new something that happens within the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I feel like to like, if you're thinking about it, so if you don't get
the, I mean, I'll bring this back to the board. Bring it back to the board.
If you don't get a generational quarterback, right?
Right.
You got
right.
two in a row.
Yeah.
You got two in a row, crazy. Two top 10 quarterbacks in a row ever. It's crazy.
We've done good.
Right, done good. If you don't get that again, which Jordan Love might not be, if you don't get that again, how do you get guys to say, hey, I'm willing to come to Green Bay? Not the guys that are just be like, I have to go to Green Bay because they're offering me the best contract. But the guys that just be like, hey, I want to go to Green Bay because obviously it's definitely a winning tradition, but like what else are you giving them? Because you go to like Milwaukee. One time we were out in I feel bad for like the Bucks players and the Packers players because the accessibility of like privacy when you go out in club is terrible. Like I can get in the set wherever Giannis wants to go, I can sit right next to him. And that should not be a thing. Yeah.
Really? So yeah. So okay. All right. So I lived in like LA for a little bit and Dallas for a little bit and Washington, DC. And in each one of those cities, like the club game, I had one buddy who was a promoter in LA, so I would get into some clubs and I would basically get in there and not be able to afford any drinks. So anytime I've been in these areas, I haven't had the money to like access a club. Now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, I don't belong in a club.
You know? Yeah, that's how, yeah.
Not at all.
By the time you get the money, you're like, I don't belong here. And you're wondering, like, I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose.
I know. Yeah. I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose and to lose part of my hearing forever. You know? I hate, like, waking up, like, drunk and just ringing in my ears. Like, I'm never going to get that hearing back. Those little follicles are just dead. Yeah. You know?
Waking up with burn marks from the sparklers.
Sometimes those bottle service, the dances go on a little too long.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think anything more than 15 seconds, it's just like,
happy birthday, all right.
Mike. And then everybody has their phone out. It's just it's like, all right.
Hey, it's the birthday boy.
Wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up, man. I'm only getting one bottle. I don't want them to notice.
And you also know that they're putting the sparklers in the bottle so they can pop the bottle, pull out another bottle, pour half of it in there, and then cut it.
Yeah.
I think that's my conspiracy.
Yeah.
I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle there. This is my first time at like getting bottle service. I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle, you can't take like the bottle with you.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Because they're using that for the next. They're just going to fill it up with water, put a sparkler on, give it to the
next
fella.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because
they know you're already drunk. Nobody's going to the club like super sober.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, a Grey Goose bottle is a pretty sweet like weapon if you're fighting Batman.
Yeah.
You know, like just... You know, oh, this is funny.
That's the type of fights he likes, though. You know, he likes to, all I have is a pistol, so I get to throw a blade at your wrist. Batman's not a good superhero. Spider-Man's probably the best one.
Would you guys? Okay,
there's too many.
Let's say you're Spider-Man and your Spidey senses start tingling in Iowa.
Yeah,
how
Yeah, because you're like running through a cornfield and you're like, you have nothing to grab onto. Yeah. Like, it just goes until you get to like Des Moines. Yeah. And then you're like,
that is very true. Yeah. You know? That is, hey, I've never heard that before. Spider-Man cannot survive in the Midwest.
No, man.
You literally
no.
just have to stay in Chicago. Like, yeah, man, I can't help anybody outside of here.
Yeah, I know. He's got to hope like a plane's flying by at the right time or
something. I'm all for like, diversity and stuff like that too, but there's too many Spider-Mans.
Yeah,
there's a Mexican Spider-Man.
There's a Mexican Spider-Man.
Yeah. Miles Morales.
Is Miles Mexican? I thought he was black.
He's black and Mexican.
He's black and Mexican. Yeah, they just mix. Hey, man, we're gonna give you a minority, all right?
They got
Mexi-Black.
Tommy, what's his name? Maguire.
Who is? Oh, Tobey
Maguire.
Tobey. Is that that's the original?
That's the original. Who else is the Garfield? They got a British. The British one.
Andrew Garfield.
Two British ones.
They're both British. And
I really thought that they were like the same guy. Like, in my mind, if you were to say name a Spider-Man, I probably would have said Tom Garfield or something.
He just combined names.
I literally can't tell that if you show me a picture of those two dudes, I can't tell you the difference.
You ever acted?
Huh?
You ever been in any movies?
Yeah. I've been in a couple movies. You ever seen the movie Cedar Rapids? I was the out of focus pool boy.
Cedar Rapids.
It's a movie. I was a PA on it.
I thought you were joking. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I know.
You gotta send me a timestamp. I definitely gotta find that.
Yeah. Because I was getting coffee and like taking care of the microphones or the walkie talkies on that. Also, Public Enemies. You guys remember when they shot that in Wisconsin? It was back in the day. It was 2008.
I'm the worst person like movie.
Yeah,
like, I get it. I would only know this because I'm in it. But, but I'm like a extra in it. And on that set, it was all about the mobsters, like John Dillinger and those guys. Mm. So there's this one scene where they have all the extras smoking these unfiltered cigarettes, you know. And I was in that scene too. And they were like, okay, do the exact same thing on every scene, and I did a French inhale, so I was like thinking I had the French inhale, this unfiltered cigarette, you know, and I was so sick, you know, like.
So that's what they do. Like the cigarettes in those movies don't be like real.
No, they're I feel like some of them were real, but no, they were either real or they were an herbal cigarette.
Mm.
But either way, it's disgusting.
An herbal cigarette sounds crazy, though.
Yeah, it's like you're smoking oregano, like back in high school when someone would actually sell a bag of oregano.
You want some? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
All right, we got to get... Where are both of you guys from?
Yeah, we need to talk about
we got. Oh, yeah. I tried getting somewhere, and then we started talking about Batman.
Oh, yeah.
So let's... Then we'll get back
Patrick
to Sheboygan.
I'm Patrick Johnson. I stole your phone.
You did?
Yeah. Wow. I was trying to prank you, but you never like came for it. I'm Patrick Johnson. I'm from Pontiac, Michigan, originally.
Pontiac, Michigan.
We both came here. I came here a year earlier than him in 2011 to Sheboygan, to Lakeland.
Okay, cool.
Michael Essiobu. I was born in Nigeria, actually. Moved to Chicago when I was like 5, and then went to high school in Nigeria, and then Sheboygan.
Missing a big part in there.
What?
London.
Oh, yeah, a little bit for a little bit.
Shout out to London, man.
Yeah. I got sent to boarding school in Nigeria by force.
Strict. They're whipping them with bamboo sticks.
Really?
Yeah. Real like modern day slavery.
Do you have to go pick?
He has like two big ass marks down his back.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Do you have to like go pick a switch?
Oh, yeah, you have to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they came in like, they had like the discipline committee. So it was just like, they walked through like the Avengers with like these long like bamboo sticks, because bamboo sticks don't break.
Yeah.
They use that for like construction too. So it's like really durable thing.
Oh yeah.
So you get whoopings in school.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence, but yeah, my parents.
What'd you do to get sent to boarding school?
It was really my brothers.
What would they do?
It was just, my parents were divorced and they happened to travel to Nigeria at the same time because they don't talk. So we were pretty much in Chicago by ourselves at ages like 8th grade, freshman year, high school type of thing. And then my brother just didn't go to school. And then he got kicked out of high school. And then I was just showing up late. So just like, all right, we have to send them back to Nigeria. And they knew we wouldn't go willingly.
Yeah.
So my grandfather passed away. So that was like the excuse to bring us there. So we went there. We were there for like 2 weeks.
They're like, one-way ticket.
You're not coming back. So yeah. So we end up in Nigerian boarding school.
And you were what, a freshman at this point?
Yeah, like a sophomore.
I mean, that's pretty wild. Yeah, man. It's crazy. So you just don't hit your friends back. Like, you don't.
I mean, it was, you know, like you go through this, like the moments of thinking that you can still get back. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. They took everything. So I was trying to like,
they
get
knew
money.
You at game.
Yeah. So I had like connection. My friend lives in the same building. I knew I had like some money under a bed type of stuff. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport. It just was too much work.
Wait. Yeah. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
sounds familiar, doesn't it?
So that guy in my inbox is right.
The Nigerian prince? Yeah. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Nah, people, they fall for that. They deserve it. I'm not going to lie.
I know. If you get scammed by a guy wearing like a polo collar shirt with hoop shorts, that's on you. Yes, I am your cousin. your uncle. Your Uncle Rob.
They be scamming like the old women and stuff like that.
Yeah, they get the old women have like really, really good hearts. Yeah. So we're just like, oh, we're related. Like my grandma, oh my God. You should see her email. Like every once in a while, I have the password to her email because she's like so bad at falling for scams.
Oh my God.
Like,
grandma,
you know how many
too.
Like different cousins like I've had that like she's ready to send money to and stuff like that. And there's like this one time, like maybe she's been almost scammed 50 times. And my actual cousin needed money on his books, and I like forced her not to do it. And he got out of jail, and he was just like, "Bro, why didn't you let Granny send me $50?" I was like, "Hey, sounded like a scam to me, man. If you commit the crime, do the time."
That's fun.
No, he should definitely go back to jail. But go ahead. What
were you going to say? No, that was my first idea. Nigerian boarding school. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So, and then you guys, what Pontiac, Michigan? What was that like? You like Pontiac, Michigan? You go back, you Lions fan?
Yeah, I'm a Lions fan. Do I like Pontiac, Michigan? I like that I'm from there.
Yeah.
It taught me a lot.
Yeah, right.
I would never move. It's not a place you move back to. Right. It's like once you're out, you're out. Pontiac's more like, it's like on the outskirts of Detroit. It's kind of like a mini Detroit.
Got
you. There's no diss to like anybody in Pontiac, but that's what like people portray us as. And, you know, it's some rough size. It's some okay size, but it's just like not a place you can grow in for sure.
It's kind of a place that, like Detroit, was sort of left from the auto worker days, sort of like vacated.
Right. We got a bunch of plants there.
Yeah.
There's some that are back up and running. I know my dad works in one. So it's just like they have stuff there.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like a ghost town. It's ran by like the state now because there's no, that like the state police is there. There's no,
oh wow.
There's no Pontiac Police Department. There's sheriffs there all over.
That's kind of, it's interesting to see that happen to towns, and sort of like now you kind of have this resurgence a bit of people like now selecting some towns that have been sort of left because they're looking at that all that space, you know, Amazon or something like that. And you kind of are thinking like when that shoe drops, do they have exit plans now? Because I feel like that that manufacturing build quick, build big, build the plants, and then as soon as it's gone, just leave it. Because to what it does to a neighborhood to have this entire friggin' factory right in the middle of it, you know, it just, it's not good for anything if that thing is not there.
But the thing with Pontiac is like, is it just a bunch of thieves? Like at the beginning, like when I was growing up, Pontiac got like a lot of like
funding
from the states. Mm-hmm. So they got like, oh, we'll give you millions for this, millions to help your school. Then they had all these people just like stealing money. Like, oh, they won't notice if 50,000 were gone. Well, there's 10 of you stealing right now. So, yeah. 10 of you.
Only like, one of you can steal.
Only one of you can steal. All 10 of you can't be thieves. So all like everybody was stealing, like athletic directors were stealing to a point we had to like combine schools. One school closed. Yeah, one high school in the whole city.
So are you saying like this was after the industry had left, the funding came in?
The industry was still there. It was like almost like all happened at the same time.
Okay.
Like going downhill, like our mayors are weird.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the suburbs of Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Marquette High School.
Marquette. Oh,
okay. I was one of those guys. It was I grew up in a big family of 12 kids.
Damn.
So, yeah.
One parent? Two parents?
Two parents.
I said one parent. Yeah. I mean, it's 2023. Things can people can have one parent. Test two babies.
I was one of 12, and I was one of the older ones. So, yeah, it was one of, which was interesting. You guys have a lot of siblings?
Yeah, I got seven sisters.
Seven sisters? Mm-hmm. I got eight.
Right, eight. Sheesh.
Yeah, I know. Are you one of, do you have brothers?
I'm third oldest.
Third oldest?
Yeah.
You're not the only boy, though.
Got one more boy.
One more boy.
Yeah.
Okay. He's younger. So nine.
Yep.
Nice. And then.
But broken child. Household, though.
Two, how many?
I don't have a full sibling. I don't have a sibling where I could be like, we got the same mom and dad.
Got you. Yeah. Got you. Yeah.
I don't think any of my siblings do.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The current round of negotiations for a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas ended a short time ago. The Hamas delegation will leave Cairo tonight to consult with the movement's leadership. This is strikes on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip killed three people overnight. ABC foreign correspondent Tom Sophie Borage has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel indicating it will not accept any hostage deal which would end the war. Hamas studying a proposal which would see an initial six-week pause in the fighting. In a statement, Hamas saying it is considering the Israeli proposal in a, quote, positive spirit, but adding the group is pushing for a definitive end to the war.
Several rivers in Houston at a major flood stage. Hundreds of people rescued from the water as rivers rise to Hurricane Harvey levels. More than 2 feet of rain in some areas of Texas, with more on the way. Oklahoma and Arkansas also could get soaked. It's Easter Sunday for millions of Orthodox Christians worldwide. This is ABC News.
are listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.